This is the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, the podcast for small law firms who want to create a thriving legal practice. Each week, we'll uncover the ways that you can improve your referrals, your marketing, and your business operations, helping you to generate more revenue and elevating your life and your law practice. In each episode, we'll tap into some of the closest guarded secrets from industry titans, thought leaders, and legal specialists. We're glad that you've tuned in. And once again, it's time to help you become an ultimate attorney. Hey, and welcome back to the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. My name is Dre Redfern.
And I'm Alexis Neely.
And we are absolutely thrilled that you're here joining us in our fourth episode together. Now, in this episode, we're going to talk about all about your calendar and what it really means to not only control your calendar and set up the parameters and really take all the action and make it manageable inside of your day-to-day routines and calendars, but really do so in a couple tactical steps that you can use to really just make your day flow easier with more productivity in order to really help you achieve your goals throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. I think this is one of the biggest pieces to having a life that you really love. It is having control over your calendar. And I remember that there was a time when, and I've kind of had a pendulum swing on this. There was a time when I wanted things on my calendar because that meant that I was going to be bringing in the money that I needed to support my life. But then there was a time where it got to be too much and I didn't want anything on my calendar because it began to feel like it was completely and totally restricting my freedom. And here's what I could tell you after all the years of really learning how to take back my time and have complete control over my day is that using your calendar to have complete control over your life is the key. It's the ultimate key to your happiness. And I know that sounds like a big promise of it being the ultimate key to your happiness, but it is the thing. Listen, let's be honest. Me and you, we're lawyers. We're control freaks. We want control. And your calendar is actually where you get it. And when you take back your time and you're only working as much as you want to be working, and you're not working a bit more, and at the end of the day, you end that day saying, oh, yes, today was such a productive day, you go to home happy. You go home happy, and you wake up the next day excited to do it all again.
And that makes all the difference. It really does.
Yeah. And so, you know, we asked you in our second episode, we gave you these four focus questions on what does it really take to take those first steps to transitioning into becoming an ultimate attorney. And we said the first one is how much do you want to earn? And in our last episode, episode three, we gave you a really clear picture about how you could go from the hourly billable to earning exactly what you need by packaging your services and charging for an outcome and providing that outcome to people who will be happy to pay for your services. And then the second question that we told you to focus on is how much do you want to work? And what kind of work do you want to be doing? So let's come back to that question right now. And I really want you to drop into that space of inquiry around how much do you actually want to be working? And one of the things that I have seen repeatedly is that we overestimate the time that we actually have available to work. You cannot bill 40 hours a week. It is not possible for you to bill 40 hours a week and have a life and have a relationship and have kids and have things that you like to do outside of work. So let's just take that.
It's a fairy tale that really is too good to be true.
Yeah, it is. And if you get stuck in that mindset, then of course you're going to be failing because it's not reality. It's not reality. Why? Because if you have your own practice, you've got admin time. You've got marketing time. You've got time to engage the clients, get hired, and you've got continuing education time. So that's four other buckets of time that need to be filled besides just serving the client. And if you're trying to do all of it yourself, well, you could see at the end of the day, there's actually not that much billable hour time left. I would say if you are building your own practice and you're doing all of those things yourself and you're working full time, you have at most 15 maybe 20, that's stretching it, of hours available in the week for serving your clients. Maybe. I would say it's even less than that. 10 to 15 is probably more realistic when you take into account the admin, the marketing, the client engagement, and the continuing education. If you went through,
15, yeah. Yeah, 15 to 20. I'm right there with you. And yeah. I think that it sounds super great to bill 40 hours a week. And then Dan Sullivan, who's an amazing entrepreneurial coach, has this really great saying that everyone loves to do the addition, but no one likes to do the subtraction. And there's so much truth to that because, yeah. You know, every attorney likes to think of what their income will be if they're billing $300 an hour, 40 hours a week, 4 weeks a month, 12 months a year.
Yeah.
Now, realistically, we all know if we've been doing that or like trying to operate this way for any period of time, that's not really a reality. And if you're, mm-hmm. if you're a solo attorney trying to really hang your shingle and do all of these things yourself, I think it's 15 to 20 hours, which really goes back to what we were saying in the first episode of what it really takes to build a team, to offload some of those things that that could really make a bigger impact on the bottom line. And we'll talk more about teams later. But for the rest of this calendaring episode,
yeah.
You know, Allie, let's talk about some time bending secrets
yep.
that we can use and really that we use maybe, and that we could basically share with our listeners to help yep. them really maximize their calendar.
Yeah. So time bending, let me give you one of my time bending secrets. And before I do that really quick, let me just tell you the reality of my life, both in the past when I had my own practice and now when I both still have a practice, a virtual practice, working with three clients a month, private clients a month, and a business with 20 team members. So back when I had my own practice, I was a single mom with little kids at home. And I had an office with about six team members, and we had four other attorneys. This is in the year before I sold my practice. That's where we had gotten to. And then also I was writing my book on legal planning for families, and I was appearing on TV. So how in the heck did I do all of that?
How did you do all of that?
Yeah, it's good. I'm going to show you with these time bending secrets. And then today, as I said, I've got this team of 20, and I've got I work with three private clients on a monthly basis, no more than that, because I know, this is a key. Okay, you have to know, one of my time bending secrets is for you to know exactly how many clients you can serve each month to be at your maximum capacity. Okay. And so in order to know that, you need to know how many hours you actually have available for client service work, whether that is just you providing the client service work or you and additional team members providing the client service work. And then what you're going to do is you are going to block the heck out of your time. Block the heck out of your time. And I'm going to give you another resource here in the show notes, which is my time blocking calendar template and tool. It's a little video I made for you that shows you how I use Google Calendar to block the heck out of my time. And when I say block the heck out of my time, I mean everything. If there is not time, if it's not on my calendar, it doesn't happen, period. And you might be saying, well, you know, I can't do that because of court, you know, or because of this thing or because of that thing. These are excuses. You can do it.
You know, excuses. You know, some of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world in the history of business, guys like, you know, Steve Jobs and Elon Musk mm-hmm. always block their calendars out. I mean, mm-hmm. I know Elon Musk blocks it out down to the 5-minute increment.
Yeah.
I mean, that if a guy like that who's managing companies like SolarCity and SpaceX and Tesla can do it, I think that, you know, attorneys and business people can do it also. And so I'm excited for you to share that with them, Allie.
Yeah. And you absolutely can do it. I want you to know that anything coming up for you that's in the way of you doing it is an excuse that has you giving that excuse because you're scared. And why would you be scared? Because you're scared that when you see reality, you're going to see that you can't keep living your life the way that you have. Guess what? This is good news. This is great news because you're on the verge of a change where you're actually going to shift what hasn't been working into what is working so that you can become the ultimate attorney, because obviously you're going to have to change in order to do that, right?
Absolutely. So I think, you know, from my side, I want to share some of the stuff that I use to really manage, you know, the fact that I can run multiple companies and teams of 60 plus employees and just the craziness that my life, you know, takes on a day-to-day basis.
Yep.
And as Allie mentioned in the previous episode, that it's really easy for individuals, attorneys especially, to be reactive. If something pops up, we go put that fire out. If this pops up, we go address it. And the problem that that creates is we always basically go running from fire to fire. And that's not exactly a great place to live. And so someone else's emergency is not necessarily your urgency. Now, that takes a little while to process and realize that, you know, everyone is going to have an emergency. There's always going to be something going on. And when I actually had my personal coach talk to me about these things, we instilled something in my life that I don't take any meetings before 11 a.m. Just it doesn't happen for a variety of reasons, because in the morning, I'm the most sharp. I can get my most creative work done. I'm the 50,000 foot, you know, guy. I got to figure out and plan and strategize. I get all of that really high level thinking done in the morning so that my team can execute throughout the rest of the day. And my team is international. So we've basically set us up to work for the next 20 hours based off of this 3 or 4 hour segment that I work in the mornings. And that was a huge game changer for me.
Yep.
Now, the other side of that, I think for me too, was for anyone who wants to even get on my calendar, I have a calendaring automation system. Like I have an assistant, she manages a lot of my calendar, but we've gotten to the point even to use technology and automation across the team is that she'll send a link out to my calendar where someone can pick their own day and time on my calendar and it can follow up with them. And I already have it blocked off where no one can meet with me before 11. And on Fridays when I'm done at noon, because I want to go enjoy the weekend with my family, no one can schedule calls. And it's things like this and the technology using it to our advantage to basically create those efficiencies. So we don't have the back and forth. Well, Friday at two work. No, Friday at two won't work. Let's go Monday at 10 a.m. Well, 10 that work. No, let's go. Let's move it to Wednesday. All of that back and forth is all wasted time. That if it can be eliminated, you could be billing and really creating more revenue and we're doing more income generating activities inside of your business. And so there's also a variety of other, you know, tech and AI and all sorts of fun stuff that, you know, that I use on a day-to-day basis. And we'll link to all of that below in the show notes as well.
Yeah. And I want to say this, I want to get you to the point where all you are doing is what only you can do. And that might mean, for example, educating your community and engaging your clients. And then you've got a team doing the rest, if that's what you want. Or you might say, no, you know, I only want a part-time practice with one person supporting me. Great. Then I want your time blocked so that you know that for that part-time practice, you can have 4 new clients a month. And you know that you've got a system out there for educating your community, bringing in those 4 clients, bringing them through a process where you know that you only need to see 4 or 5 new prospects each month for your initial consultation, which that's a whole other thing that we're going to teach you later on in the podcast, is how to stop giving away free initial consultations and instead give away a high value meeting where you get hired every time. And then you've got, let's say that that's a 2-hour meeting. And then you've got time blocked off on your calendar for 5 of those a month, because you know that you want 4 clients. So you've got 5 of those a month. I'll just use some concrete examples here. In our personal family lawyer program, our lawyers do a family wealth planning session. It's a 2-hour meeting, and they know that pretty much every time they have one of those, the person that they meet with is going to become a client and pay them $3,000 to $5,000 minimum. It could be lower if they just needed like a will and a kids protection plan. They didn't need a full-blown trust and family wealth legacy interview and all of the other pieces. But in that range, generally $3,000 to $5,000. And now they can put just the right number of family wealth planning sessions on their calendar per month. And that's it. And then, of course, the following 2 meetings that come after that to deliver on that plan. But they might not even be the one attending those 2 meetings. Maybe those 2 meetings are being attended by a team member, which they can start to structure. But in the beginning, okay, they're going to be the ones doing that. And so now what we could do, and you'll see this in the time blocking training, is we say Mondays are for only working on the business. That's the day I meet with my team member. That's the day that I focus on my marketing. That's the day that I focus on my financials. That's the day that I focus on my metrics. Are we going to meet our goals this month? And if not, what do we need to do? And then I only see new clients on Thursdays and Fridays. And I have two blocks of time for that. Or maybe, like in my case, when I first started out, I would see clients on Thursdays and Saturdays because my kids were little. They didn't care if I worked a Saturday or a Friday. To them, it didn't mean anything. They were babies. So I worked Saturdays because that was a great time when a lot of, you know, clients could come in and see me because they didn't have to get out of work. So that was the only days that I would see new clients. I had a block at 10 a.m., 10 till noon, and another block 2 to 4, let's say. 2-hour blocks, 10 to noon, 2 to 4, 10 to noon, 2 to 4, Thursday and Saturday. That's 4 blocks a week. Now I could see as many as 16 new clients a month. But, and you know, that's starting to get you up there into a high six-figure practice.
That makes a huge difference. And, you know, it's funny too. I'm sure that there's some people out there who are thinking that maybe, you know, having that rigidity may be a little bit too overwhelming. But Ali, I know you can probably attest to this, that actually having that rigidity in your calendar is what creates all of your freedom.
It is the key to your freedom. I promise you, if your mind is saying to you, I could never have that kind of a schedule. Believe me, I was just like that. I was just like that. I'm the kind of parent who didn't have any routine with my kids. So believe me, I hate a schedule, except that it totally transformed my life, gave me back my life, allowed me to bend time. So I really want to encourage you to take back your life and do what you need to do that maybe you don't want to do, which is block the heck out of your calendar. Get really honest with yourself. I was working with a client today, actually, and she said that she finally did the time blocking, and it was really confronting. And I asked her why it was confronting, and she said, because I saw that the way that I had set things up wasn't realistic, that I couldn't actually do what I had set out to accomplish. And that can be confronting, but guess what? It's the best thing ever because then you can restructure in a way that you can accomplish it. And then you don't spend your whole life not hitting your goals. Instead, you spend your life hitting your goals. So that's what we want to get you to, because that's what it means to be an ultimate attorney. You've got complete control over your calendar. You're earning what you want to earn, serving clients that you love, and taking control of your calendar is an absolute key to that.
So Ali, and we've talked about the benefits and my style and your style. And we encourage everyone out there to basically create your own style that will work for you and your particular practice. But let's go through some of the things and discuss the reasons why many lawyers feel as though they probably can't take control of their calendar. And there's a handful of things that I can think of off the top of my head that would really cause someone to think this way.
Yeah, well, what I hear a lot is I can't do it because I have to be in court and I don't have control over when I'm in court. Let me address that one first and foremost. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, because you know when your court hearings are. So let's say that the kinds of court hearings that you go to are always like Tuesday and Thursday mornings because that's when the judge sits. Okay, don't block new client appointments for then. And really start to look at, do you really need to go to all of those court hearings? One of the things that I did is I hired outsourced counsel to attend the hearings that weren't really imperative for me to attend, where I knew I was just going to be sitting there. And it was literally just for the judge to be able to sign off. I had to make an appearance. I didn't go to those hearings. You shouldn't either. Instead, you should pay another lawyer $75 to maybe $100, $150 an hour at max. It's probably a lot less than that to go handle those court appearances for you. Now, if you are in an area of practice where literally the court appearances could be at any time, I mean, you might want to reevaluate the practice area that you're in. Frankly, I decided that I couldn't do litigation. That, you know, time I was at this very fascinating deposition, it was a super cool case, but I was there till 11 o'clock at night. And that's when I had to say, you know what, I might like this a lot. It's really exciting, but this practice area is not going to serve my life. And I gave up litigation, at least that kind of litigation at that point. So really look at whether your practice area is serving your life, and maybe do you need to consider another practice area?
I think that, you know, that may be scary for someone who's been in practice for a few years, mm-hmm. but I think that, you know, if we're talking about building the ultimate attorney practice and mm-hmm. lifestyle, it's really worth evaluating that if you're killing yourself in an area of practice that is absolutely causing you to be there at 11 o'clock at night, maybe it is worth, you know, taking a look at and to reevaluate the time that it takes. So I want to throw one in here too, that I think that, you know, clients, the many attorneys think that, you know, that they can't create the schedule or this sort of structure because there are clients who don't necessarily respect their time. They're reaching out to them all the time, or they're constantly emailing them expecting immediate reply ASAP. And there's all sorts of capitals and exclamation points in these emails that really create this false sense of urgency. So let's take a second and talk about what it means for clients who don't necessarily respect their time.
Yeah, I mean, this comes from you, right? You set the boundaries and the expectations that clients have with you. So we built into our client engagement process an entire process where clients were actually happy they couldn't get me on the phone right away because that meant that they had hired a great lawyer. We helped them to see that if they're able to get their lawyer on the phone right away, they may have made a mistake in who they hired, and that when they called our office, they weren't going to be able to get me on the phone right away because I would likely be with another client and or working on a client matter. And instead, what would happen is they would get my team. And that was to their benefit because my team would be able to handle their matter right away. And if they couldn't, they would schedule time with me so that I would be prepared to address what they needed to be addressed. And then I had specific blocks of time blocked off for calls that needed to be scheduled with clients. And my team was trained that way. Our clients were trained that way. And they loved it. So we just totally reframed it that it was actually to their benefit that they couldn't get me on the phone right away. I mean, think about it. Who wants to hire the lawyer that they can get on the phone right away?
That means you're not doing anything else.
Yeah, what does that say about you? So just reframe that in your own mind, and then you'll be able to reframe it in your clients' minds as well.
You know, I think that it's all about perception, and a lot of times, you know, perception and the way that we perceive things can be, you know, we can basically be our own worst enemy with this. And so, yeah, it's good. You should have your paralegal or receptionist or front desk or whoever it is answer the phone. And be able to be there for the client. So we're not saying that, you know, someone isn't going to actually take care of them.
Yeah.
But it's just not going to be you, ideally, because you're going to be doing the things that you're actually, you know, making the biggest impact for you that you're enjoying doing and really help the bottom line.
That's right. And today there's enough outsourced services, you know, and we can put some of those in the show notes as well, some that we've worked with that can answer your phone. They can provide they could do a great job, and they can be trained to, you know, have the response that schedules a call for you when you are both available, when you'll be ready to handle their matter. You won't be playing phone tag. It's actually making the very best use of your client's time as well. And, yeah, so if clients are not respecting their time, look at where you're not respecting your time, because that's actually what it's showing you. And you're not respecting your time if you're not using your time blocking calendar. And by the way, that means like blocking out time to check your email and respond to emails. That means blocking out time for your continuing education, like listening to this podcast.
That's right.
You know, let's put that on your calendar on a weekly basis. Listen to the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. We're talking about to that degree of specificity. I put it all on my calendar. And by the way, I do also leave blocks of completely unscheduled time when nothing is scheduled. And those are as inviolate, I don't know if that's the right word, but they are not violatable. Just as if I was with a client, that's me time. That's the time when nothing is scheduled. And then that's my creative open space time. And that's critical as well.
So, so important. It's so easy to get stuck into the just the mess of a traditional day by not actually creating structure for it and actually making time for that that creativity and that thinking, whatever it may be, vital, super, super vital when it comes to running a business. Quick story. When I first started blocking those first couple hours of my day, of my time away, I thought I was going to lose massive amounts of money and productivity. My income almost doubled in that first year, simply by allowing the time and taking the time for myself so that I could be the best leader for my team and have the best game plans and really be the best version of me possible so that my team could then take that out to our clients. It really, truly does make all the difference.
Yeah. And so, you know, this then leads into how you're managing your stress. And we're going to be covering that in our next podcast episode of The Ultimate Attorney. It's going to be episode 5. How do you want to feel when you go home at night? That was the third of our focus questions for you in making the transition into becoming an ultimate attorney. So we're going to take you into that in our next episode, episode 5. Before you listen, though, go and get the resources for blocking your time, taking back your calendar, bending time so that you can truly love your life and your law practice again as an ultimate attorney. And we will see you in our next episode.
We're looking forward to it. We'll see you there.
Hello, lawyers I love. Well, in this episode, we talked about how you can take back control of your calendar once and for all, even as a lawyer, and all the things that you need to do that. And I want to give you more support in order to do that, because truly, being an ultimate attorney and having a great life, it really is all about how much free time you have, right? So that you can do whatever you want with that free time. And I want to give you a huge gift that's going to support you to do that. And that is a training that I did, a masterclass training on the 5 key shifts that our most successful lawyers have used, our lawyer members that I've trained over the past 10 years. I went back and mined what are the things that make the difference between the lawyers who are able to take back control of their calendar, make the incomes that they want, have the lives and law practices they want, truly be the ultimate attorneys, and those who don't, who just spin their wheels struggling and just never get out of the old model. Well, there's 5 shifts that I've identified that all of our most successful lawyer members have made to be able to build high 6- and 7-figure law practices that they absolutely love, often while working part-time. And if you want to learn what those 5 shifts are, go ahead and go to ultimateattorneypodcast.com and get registered to watch the 5 shifts masterclass training. And then afterwards, you can book a call with one of our law business advisors who can help you discover how you can apply these 5 shifts in your own law practice. And that's my gift for you. Absolutely no charge, because you are an Ultimate Attorney Podcast listener. So go ahead over to ultimateattorneypodcast.com and listen to the 5 shifts masterclass training today. Find out how our lawyer members build high 6- and 7-figure law practices that they absolutely love, often while being able to work part-time while they do it, and how you might be able to do the same thing.